Hi, this is your host, Andrew Rafel, the founder and CEO of Baintree Wealth Advisors. And I wanted to personally welcome you to Your Wealth and Beyond, a podcast that will empower you, the entrepreneur and business owner, with the insight and information you need to effectively manage and control your personal and professional finances. My goal is to help each of you get your fiscal house in order so that you can take your business to the next level. I'm going to help you focus on growing your business, building your wealth, and most importantly, finding purpose in what matters most. Hi, and welcome to the first edition of Your Wealth and Beyond, a podcast built to empower you, the entrepreneur, as we look to help not only build your personal wealth, help manage your finances, manage your business, but also help you find purpose. And my name is Andrew Rafel, the founder of Baintree Wealth Advisors. And I wanted to start today by going through what my thought process was to start this podcast. And there's several different reasons on why we're going down this path. And for me, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner of growing two firms, Baintree Wealth Advisors from the ground up, and then also another advisory firm that I helped grow before starting this. And really for myself, being a serial entrepreneur, you know, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. And, you know, from my earliest years, I was just really entranced with the creativity that building a business provided to me. And I even remember back when I was around, it had to be when I was 16, because I was driving, but you know, I was a football player and I needed to find some type of work that was flexible in the summertime so I could, work out and be with the team and so forth. So I started my first business, Rafel's Superior Window Cleaning. And what this was I was a residential window washer. And, you know, in my neighborhood, I grew up on the east side of Cleveland. So I obviously knew a lot of the families and so forth. But, you know, what I did is I went door to door and think about failure, just door to door and ask people, do you need your windows cleaned? And I used to charge $1 a window, I remember. And there'd be some windows, the ones that were the triple pane, that were just a pain in the ass. But this first job, you know, I had to wear all the hats. I had to market. I had to budget. I had to do the work. I was the only worker. And I got my first kind of taste of running the books and doing all those things where I was cash flowing and obviously making some money in it. So I don't know, that was kind of my first foray into it. And I really was smitten with it at that point. But as a business owner, and those of you that are listening, whether you're business owners or not, those that are business owners know the struggle that we all face. You know, time is one of our most precious commodities. How many hats as an entrepreneur are you wearing, especially in the beginning stages of your firm? And in some cases, you are wearing every single hat. And as your business grows, some of those hats start being replaced to other employees. But, you know, inevitably, it's still the buck stops at you. So, you know, I think entrepreneurs have some type of gene that ultimately may be off a little bit, right? We're looked on as risk takers against the norm. You know, visions that we have, both nurturing and growing the business, as well as providing opportunity to not just help people, whatever line of business you're in, but being able to provide opportunities to employees. I mean, that's one thing that I love about what I do. Two things right now, helping on the financial planning end of all of the clients that we work with, helping them build their foundation, their fiscal house, their roadmap. But then I also am building this and putting in the time and the effort and so forth, because I want this company to exist with or without me and to provide ample opportunity to like-minded employees that understand what we're trying to build here. And I know, just like me, finding those employees is very difficult. But when you do find them, you want to hold on to them. You want them to buy into the culture, the vision, and providing that opportunity to allow others to excel, I think is one thing that it has to motivate all of us to be business owners. So this podcast, what we're going to be doing, and is not just hearing from me, but I'm going to be bringing on like-minded entrepreneurs, business owners, and learning from them. For me, I'm doing this podcast back to that original point, kind of selfishly. You know, I'm going to be bringing on people that I want to learn from, and they're not going to be in my industry, or not all of them in my industry in the financial services space. So we want to learn from each other, the successes, the failures. How many businesses did it take to you got to the one that was successful? You know, it doesn't happen overnight. And the one thing that all business owners face and entrepreneurs is each morning you wake up, it's all on you. You're looking in the mirror, even though you may feel like a down day, you got to be there Monday morning. You got to be prepared. You're going to be fielding questions from potentially your clients, from your associates that are in type of field, whether it be sales or marketing or so forth. But you've got to be the one to drive the train, because without you leading, we all know the company is going to go off the tracks. So we're going to try to build that in. I'm going to have some actionable strategies that we'll be able to deliver each month. And we're going to learn to see what's working, what isn't. And that's what I'm hoping to get out of this. And I'm hoping for you guys to get out of this, is to be impactful in that regard. It's not going to be me forcing things down your throat. There's enough of those podcasts that are out there of doing X, Y, and Z. This is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be off the cuff. I'm not going to have it so set in its way. And that's, I think, going to be the beauty of it as I continue to evolve it. So just stay with me. It's going to be, I think, a wonderful, wonderful way for us to communicate down and learn from each other and bring on some very successful people, people that, you know, business owners that are a lot more successful than me. I want to learn from them, and I want you to learn from them as well. The other thing that as we grow this, your entity, and I don't know where I heard it. It might've been on a podcast, a financial services podcast, Michael Kitsis, but I think it really hit home where talking about your business as a selfish entity. Okay. And it really, it hit home for me. If you think about your business, the bigger it gets, the more it needs from you, the more time, the more capital, it becomes that entity that needs more from you. And if you don't properly prepare, if you don't properly create different, you know, risk reward in the scope of not just growing the business, but your time, then it can get out of control. I think one of the things that I face, and I'm sure you face as well, is trying to mitigate that and have time for your selfish entity. But then most importantly is finding the time to be with your family. Well, I think a lot of us, you know, financial independence is one of the ultimate goals of building the business. Otherwise, you know, you can go work, and a lot of us can go make a good living working in the corporate world or working for another entrepreneur. But being able then to be financially independent so that you can have the time to do what it is that makes you feel the best, the purpose-based. And that's something that I don't want us to have to wait until the company reaches its pinnacle. You need to make time. I need to make time for that while we're driving the bus, while we're getting the company built in the different growth stages, because otherwise it's going to be all for naught. You're going to either fizzle out, going to have a breakdown. You know, those are some of the things that as entrepreneurs, we're creative. We got a lot of ideas. And, you know, I don't think any of us are short of ideas. And sometimes I know my staff will roll their eyes at me. Oh boy, here he comes again with three more ideas, you know, and I know that not all of them are going to be workable, but the key is we want to be able to build the structures and the processes and understanding how to lead people, and taking some things off of our plate is going to help get your time back. And I know for me, it is the difference of micromanaging, you know, people. That perfectionist that's in me is one that I have a hard time in giving up that. And that's where, though, without empowering the people that you have working with you, shareholders or employees, whatever you call them, you've got to empower them, because otherwise they're going to be feeling that the ceiling is low. They have nowhere to go because the owner is micromanaging. And so that's something that we're going to bring on in subsequent episodes. We're going to bring on business coaches, those that are going to help us learn how to position and take some things off of your plate and really build some structures there. I know that's a big thing as you grow from maybe you are the only employee. And as you grow to 2, 3, 5, then to 10. And then as you get larger and larger, that's where you have to have those systems and you have to have the people that are in place to add to that operations. The bigger that you get, people that you trust that maybe are more detailed oriented. For me as a business owner, you know, I've got to be detailed when it comes to my clients and the financial plans and the compliance and so forth. But I also know for me is the other scope of it on the personal side is because I get so bogged down with the business that I can let sometimes the personal side get away from things. And that's something that is a critical component here of me in the financial space, not to let that happen. You know, one thing that I did a few years ago is I found a bookkeeper firm and a CPA firm that was more like us, focused on leveraging technology. See, my firm, Baintree Wealth Advisors, we really leverage technology to help our clients build their financial plans, holding them accountable, holding us accountable, showing their goals, visualizing it, interactive. I call it the living, breathing financial plan. And technology's enabled us to do that. So I wanted to find a firm that would allow me to have that same scope, that technology side, so that I could get a better handle on my books, on my revenues, my expenses, where things are going. And it's been a game changer. And I'm probably going to have the owner of that firm, Liz Mason, on one of these episodes from High Rock Accounting. So that's something for me, having that top down 30,000 foot level and then being able to get detailed in the sand, you know, get really granular in that has enabled me to know what's working, what isn't, and to be more efficient as, you know, all of that right now stops to me as the, you know, 100% of not the production, right, but the books and making sure things are handled correctly there. So that's been a game changer, leveraging that technology, which then ultimately allows me to see profitability. And then as I build relationships with the banks, as I continue to grow, being able to know those numbers are dialed in, the balance sheet is right, the cash flow statement is right, the profit and losses update, and really being focused on that. So leveraging technology is going to be something too, I think is going to help us. And we're going to bring in lots of good guests that are really focused on that. So we're going to pick different pieces of the puzzle to help build your personal wealth, manage your professional, build your brand, all of those things, but then relating to why are we doing it? What's the purpose? And making sure that you're not losing that focus of some of what's most important, and that's family, that's providing opportunities, that's doing things well. And that means sometimes maybe not chasing something that doesn't feel right just because it's going to bring in dollars, right? You know inside when something isn't right. And too many times entrepreneurs or business owners may get in bed with a partner that may bring short-term relief or short-term value, but you know deep down that that's a relationship that isn't going to work. And we've got to look at focusing on the short term, of course, but also everything you do, you've got to visualize long term. Think of that 1 year, that 5 year, that 10 years. You know, coaches that I've worked with in the past, they try to get you to envision, here's where you are today. And if you were to be 10 times bigger in 5 years, 10 times bigger than where you are, what do you need to do to get to that point? And helping to visualize that. And maybe that means your cash flow in the short term takes a hit because you're hiring efficiently, but you're hiring people that take things off of your plate. And although that's an outflow, think of it more as an investment. It's an investment just like when you buy a piece of office furniture or you buy latest technologies, whether it be computers or your systems and processes and your CRM, those are all investments. Well, we've got to make sure that we understand our employees are an investment, and that investment is to help you grow. So visualizing that helps us frame it. And as business owners, we have to think out the long term and how we get to those places. and visualizing it, writing down those goals is one of the first steps. And that's been very successful for me in helping to envision where do I want to be as we continue to mold and grow Baintree and the type of clients that we want to work with, you know, niching that out so that we can provide the true value. We can't be a master to everybody because of the value that we bring of helping to build the fiscal house, both on the personal and the business side. Those are the like-minded people that we have the most fun with when we're working. You know, it's almost like I like to think of it as we're artists, right? And we're helping each family that we work with paint that picture. And business owners have a lot of different components that we need to look at. You know, business owners like yourselves, it's a never-ending battle, right? It's where we are, what type of healthcare insurance do I need to provide to my staff? What type of retirement planning do I provide to this? You know, what type of retirement benefits should I, you know, provide to my staff? How can I best efficiently put my cash flow in some tax strategies, whether they be profit sharing, defined benefit plans, contribution plans, you know, all of those things we're piling on a daily basis, no matter what industry that you're in. Marketing, should I use social media? Well, should we do it on our own and learn as we go? You know, from our standpoint, we're working with a firm to really help us understand how it works. And they've been great at allowing us to be creative in driving traffic to Facebook, to Twitter, to LinkedIn, and then bringing them back to our website and then utilizing some technologies to make sure that we're getting and building our list of prospects. And that's something that, you know, we look at, you know, somebody who's on our website, our Baintree website, or looking at us through Facebook, it may not be the right time for them to work with an advisory firm. But if from our standpoint, if we can push out really good information, that's going to be beneficial. Just like with this podcast, again, selfishly, I'm doing it part of it for me to learn and to bring on people that I want to learn from. And that from my standpoint, that's helping to disseminate where you'll learn as well. But I want to be able to provide those people that find us. There's a video. Okay. That's simplified. Now I understand what a Roth 401k is and how I can incorporate it into my business and in my overall retirement strategies. Or what is an HSA and should I use it and should I provide it to my employees? You know, those are the type of things. If we push that information out there, we know eventually it may be the right time. So we're going to look at social media. We're going to look at marketing. We're going to bring on some people there that are, again, a lot better than us at that. And that's where in any business, you want to align with people that are the professionals, just as we do, where we align with the professionals that help us with, whether it be PR, marketing. My marketing team is great, but they don't know it all. So we want to bring people in that can help us on the website. You know, fortunately for me, prior to getting into the financial services industry, I worked for a company that was in the precipice of before even Google was Google, but a search engine marketing digital agency in its infancy in the early 2000s. So, you know, I have a real good affinity for how the digital side works, but I can't do it myself. I've got a great web design team that I work with on a regular basis to continually update our site, to make sure that it's positioned correctly for the right keywords, to make sure that it's mobile friendly. And those are things that have helped us catapult Baintree Wealth Advisors to the top page of Google for Phoenix Financial Advisor, Scottsdale Financial Planning, all of these keywords that somebody who's our target client may be punching into Google. Well, we want to be there both on the organic side. So to come up on the first page, and for many of these keywords were the number 1, 2, or 3, that is critical. It helps build that credibility. And then in some cases, we're testing Google ads and Facebook ads and all of those things that are driving calls to action. But I couldn't do that on my own, and my marketing team couldn't do it on their own. So aligning with people and aligning with a trusted team helps the business grow. You know, from our standpoint, compliance is very important. And although I am the chief compliance officer, I can't do it all on my own. And I bring in and I'm paying for it, but I'm partnering with attorneys that live and breathe this world and can help make sure no matter what we put out there, that it's compliant and that it's also effective. But sometimes we have to change our messaging. And if it was all put on the shoulders of the firm without an outside looking into it, that from our standpoint on the financial services side, you know, that could lead to trouble. So these are all investments. Yes, it takes cash flow out of the business, but that's an investment for long-term growth and building those processes. And I know that. So it's a short-term hit, but a long-term gain. And that's what I want us to get into the habit of thinking about with the business is that you've got to, of course, weigh the pros and cons of any decision you make. And, you know, obviously not every decision that you invest in is going to work out, but in your industry, you got to know first and foremost, cover the bases, have the proper insurance, protect the roof. The roof is the protection of your fiscal house, whether it be the fiscal house for the personal or the business. And too many times I see it, you know, owners that aren't properly covered, you know, in regards to whatever insurance that they need, whether from our standpoint, we have what's called E&O insurance that covers against, you know, liability of providing potentially some harmful advice, potentially, you know, so all firms have to have that. But then beyond that, you know, something as simple as having disability insurance, you know, disability insurance, I hate writing that check every single year. But I know that if something happens to me as the, you know, the rainmaker of the firm and as the leader, I know a couple of things. One is my employees still need to get paid. I may need to bring in somebody that is going to cost money that can provide some type of role and leadership that I am. And then I also know that my family needs to be fed. Bills need to be paid both on the business as well as my personal. So that disability insurance, which, you know, when we recommend, you know, this is where you are, this is what could happen. And you, Mr. Client, Mrs. Client, you judge the risks. And for me, the risk far out was much greater than the agony of writing that check each year. And hopefully, just like you, we'll never have to implement or utilize that insurance. But if I didn't have it, boom, a lot of problems. Same thing with life insurance. You know, you may have partners. Did you properly set things up, maybe buy sell agreements that have insurance that are tied to it? So life insurance is, again, something that we can look at it and probably spend a whole show on that. But it's understanding, you know, what insurance to use in different situations and making sure that you're protecting the baby you're nurturing and you're protecting your own babies at home, right? Making sure you're protecting your family. Those are the type of things where we've got to get things in order, look at all the what ifs could happen and make sure that we're covering that. And so that's where asset protection, whether it be estate planning, effectively structuring things to protect your business as well as your personal, that is, as its core, one of the most important things that we instill in clients that we work with. So visualizing this, putting those pieces together, helping you build your wealth, protect your wealth, finding purpose, that's what this show is going to be about. And I'm really looking forward to having it be interactive and having some great guests on and learning from you guys. So, you know, this will be a work in progress. I think we'll have some fun along the way. Your Wealth and Beyond is going to be a fun way for all of us to learn. So I thank you for taking the first leap with me. And this is just the start of, I think, going to be something that we'll all look back on and it will be a great, great thing. So my name again, Andrew Rafael, looking forward to working and having you as an interactive and integrated part of this podcast, Your Wealth and Beyond. We'll see you soon. Take care now. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Your Wealth and Beyond. To get access to all the resources mentioned during today's podcast, please visit Baintree.com/podcast. And be sure to tune in later this month for another episode of Your Wealth and Beyond.
Investment advice is offered through Baintree Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuity products are offered separately through Baintree Planning Group, LLC. Baintree is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute legal or tax advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation.